I move when we're recording, you know.
Don't you dare.
I mean, I don't move big.
Okay.
I've gotten a lot better from the beginning.
Three.
Don't you think?
What?
Gotten a lot better to recording from the beginning of our days. You can't.
Okay,
that was
ready?
Not convincing. Oh my God.
Three, Kate. Two. Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. Kate's tired as fuck today, you guys.
I'm laying down.
She's literally falling asleep. Her eyes are almost closed.
Already dead right now.
Whatever. What the hell's wrong with you? Wake the fuck up.
I'm straight up already dead. Okay, here's the real lowdown on the streets of
San Francisco,
the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area. March 8th, general strike. Everybody strike.
Hey, what happened to the Feb 17 strike?
People striked. There's been a ton of strikes. There was like an immigrant strike one day.
Yep.
There's been a lot of strikes.
There's been a bunch of rallying around City Hall.
Let's all get in gear for March 8th. Let's really make a day of it. There's going to be a rally at Frank Ogawa, a.k.a. Oscar Grant Plaza.
In Oakland.
In Oakland from 5 to 9.
What day is that now? Is that a Friday?
That is March 8th. And the day of the week,
it's like a Wednesday.
Is a Wednesday. Long story short, Maysoon, do that.
What are you doing?
Looking
get
at
off
all,
the computer.
No, I'm looking at all the other events.
God, we should... Kate's over here. You're like an old. We're like an old married couple. I'm sitting here talking to you, looking at you, and she's on the fucking TV screen watching some porn or something.
I'm watching porn, you lunatic! Damn it, mates. This is the jumping the shark episode. We're jumping the shark this episode.
That's bringing the shark down with me. God damn it!
That's gonna be the title of the episode.
Let's go, shark.
March 3rd, John Hirschen's show, Your Lost Shoe, opens at Gallery 16. I'll be going to that one for sure.
I love Johnny Hirschen.
Jason Yeagle and Juan Luna Avin have a show at Royal Nonesuch.
Juan Luna Avin.
Opening on March 3rd.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good.
That's going to be a great one. Starts at 7 p.m. There's an event at RSF called Bring Your Own Beamer that's going to have a ton of like...
What's RSF?
Residence SF.
What's that?
Okay, Maysoon, it's an art space at 1050 Larkin Street in San Francisco.
Okay.
Maysoon.
Kate, let me give you some advice. Yeah. What's going on over here? Give me something to work with.
You can build up a sleep debt.
Yeah, that can really fuck with you.
Yep. And
so,
I think I'm slowly
do you have
spiraling
any time?
Into
sleep debt, sleep
delusion,
deprivation.
Yep. Is and then there... I taught my, so I got up super early because I have to get to SFAI.
Oh, right. The teaching.
Ridiculously early because I have anxiety that I'm going to be late.
So you get there like 5 hours
early. So I get there
early.
An hour and a half early. Then I had a sign painting job with my friend Dave Kim.
Oh.
So I've been just staring at a wall.
When you get to
a
class an hour and a half late, can you take like a 30-minute rest?
You mean if I get there early?
Like go into your office that you don't have and just close your eyes for 30 minutes?
No, because I'm like, ooh, I really got to like organize
Because you're
the
anxious.
Chairs.
You're anxious the
Let
whole
me
time.
Circle the chairs and like make sure each one is
perfectly
five
spaced.
Centimeters.
Oh, no.
Oh, Maysoon. Hey, guess what? It's Friday.
It's our
new
our
show
new first
day
episode. Our new
Fridays.
Friday episode.
Freaky Friday. Maysoon, I went to a show over there at Second Floor Projects.
When'd you go? You didn't even fucking call me.
Run by our great friend, Margaret Tedesco. I went on Wednesday while you were at work.
Margie T.
And it is a beautiful show up there with
Josh Fott
and I love that Margaret has her shit on Blogspot. Okay.
I don't always love that.
Josh Fott, Catherine Vetney.
I don't know her.
She just graduated from SFAI like a year or so ago.
See, go go Margaret for just knowing the shit.
Yeah.
She knows the
and
shit.
And Wayne Kestenbaum has a painting and a little, and he did the writing for it.
Okay, cool.
And man, I got to tell you, it's a beautiful installation. Josh Fott has kind of one of his tapestry pieces, his woven pieces, mm-hmm. that's over a kind of trellis thing, like a wire trellis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's freestanding and makes almost kind of one of those movable, not a curtain, but
what? A screen.
Yeah, a movable screen kind of. Mm-hmm. And then Catherine Vetney, I know I'm not saying that right, has these silver point drawings that are just really technically impressive of all this different crystal and then melted crystal, like crystal, like, you know, the kind you get for
crystal
a wedding
meth?
Present. No.
For a wedding present. Oh,
yeah, like crystal
Waterford
vases.
Crystal.
Yeah. And she melts them into puddles, basically, where you can still kind of see the form of the vase or whatever it was. Platter or whatever.
Yeah.
And then does some kind of silver coating where they're like shining,
oh,
reflective, like a mirror.
Where else should I feel like I've seen this work?
I bet.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, really, go check it out, yeah. Listeners, because it's a great show. The writing also, it's a set of poems and the titles, and I think some of the content of the poems is based on the work. Speaking of poems,
I really like listening to poems. You know,
well,
I mean?
Then you should have been at the Wattis on Tuesday night because they just had a poetry reading. Tongo Ison Martin hosted a night of poetry with a bunch of other poets. And he is an amazing poet, but also an activist. And
yeah, I think we're going to work with him.
Oh, great.
For 100 days.
And
or try to.
They had a reading and it was fucking awesome. He had a bunch of, there was a guy playing the saxophone and a guy playing the fucking drums. And it was like, shit, we should all be smoking cigarettes and shit.
Yeah.
And like, it was fucking jam packed. People were standing in the back.
Wow.
And it was fucking, you know, they were fucking really fucking bringing it.
Was this part of like the David Hammonds?
Yeah.
Year?
It was part of their, we're thinking about David Hammonds is on our mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an excellent poetry reading. I'll put a link in the underworld to this Tongo Ison Martin. I think his poetry is really pretty amazing.
Really good.
Yeah. The main capital, and we know so much. We know it all. We were stood against walls. Who's on the third cross around here? Cow's mouth, salivating over the street, and that is the story of why we aim at teeth. Capitalists eat until the world is blurry to them. These streets is made of saliva. Some people have made a saliva too, they usually got on uniforms. While a crazy man spins round and round trying to make a record out of this mass production jungle, maybe I'll join him. Count cash and cry. These streets is made of saliva and white sheets are worn by a building in which kids are supposed to learn how to read well. White sheets on the highway too. Another mirror needs they head on the pike. One down is just one down, but you know, you tell all this to the masses and your teacher will pipeline you. They told me I was jewelry. They told me this is jungle. Well, maybe not jungle, more like 50 machine guns planted in the ground. It's raining faces again in California. What does this say about heaven? What does this say about the people you kill? Waiting lines got so exhausted, a million minds dropped all these faces at once that the fascists can read the lips of a giant talking in its sleep. We might as well make our demands in prison letters. Today was born the most important trigger finger in the world. Today I begun counting down the pages between now and a pile of books by a tunnel. Chicago is gonna walk out of Chicago one day. Babies are dragged street signs like old toys. Today, the most important letter left prison. Babies with laughing flags like faces who have disappeared. Maybe I'll join them. But for now, these streets has made us saliva, and we raise half-full glasses to the basements that meant nothing, and the working poor who lived there. We get shot. We get white sheets on California, where the kitchen table likes to talk as much as the walls, and romance on the porch consists of hard resolving. I mean, this picture characters talk spit and know they hard to kill. The kitchen table knows this. The porch is almost convinced that one damn. It's just one down. This town is coming to town. A circus watching itself. Half distracted, half suicidal. Thrilled children dressed as cops. Thrilled children preaching and policing and intaking and hiring and snatching your money. This town is coming to town with tough, trademarks to follow. Today, I watch capitalism walk on water and people play dead so that they could be part of a miracle.
I heard a little bit of criticism about this night of poetry, that it was a little too, like, literal, or a little too, like, on the nose, kind of, like, because, and but that's just, like,
not subtle enough.
People, like, fucking, or? The world's fucking exploding. Like, we got to talk about it in real terms and not just, like, be constantly just bleeding vague abstractions all the time. Like, we got to talk about some real shit.
Yeah.
So it's, there might be, like, some literal moments, and I think it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's cool to, like, actually be talking about the world.
Yeah. To each his own. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead. You feel like that's different? It's you have a different way of looking at that now because of the way the world is? Or have you always been more open to... You don't always need, like, severe abstraction in your life.
I mean, I think there is a time for... I mean, I'm not saying abstraction is bad.
No, I know.
But I'm saying if somebody... You can't be like, hey, like, to the person basically doing, like, activist poetry, talking about, like, state violence and, like, mm-hmm. you know, you can't be like, oh, it was a little too literal. You know what I mean? Like, the abstract people are still doing abstract shit. And still doing, like, sound poems and, like, noise music, and go seek that out if that's what you're into. But right. Don't go to the activist, like, the black activist poetry night.
Well, and the likelihood is, like, you probably could have looked up his poems online and seen what one of them might have sounded or
I mean,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, you could have gotten a sense of what his work was like in advance.
Anyhow, I loved it, and I'll have a link in the underworld.
I went to the Mills College Art Museum to see their shows there. They had a show by Diana El Hadid, who did these really interesting sculptural paintings that had a lot of that, I guess, sort of incorporated Middle Eastern sort of patterns with architecture. But she used this material that was, it was, I don't know, some kind of polymer, I guess, compound. So it was paint, but it was, like, melted and almost, like, grotesque looking. It was really interesting. And I guess she used a lot of, like, Christian symbolism in some of the paintings, sculptural paintings. So there's some points where you, like, one piece is this big sculptural piece in the middle of the room, and it almost looks like, if you look at it at certain angles, you could almost imagine it on, like, an altar in, like, one of a big cathedral somewhere. But you can't really, it's not readable in that way. Like, you have to look at it at a specific angle and kind of be imaginative, and you can see, like, this weird, you know, like, you have to, like, imagine, like, okay, this is, like, some figure on an altar robed. There's this, like, three-dimensional halo coming out. It was pretty interesting. She's on, like, a pedestal or a plinth or something. It was, yeah, work I had never really seen the likes of before. I would recommend people to get out there. People go see it.
Maysoon, here's the real facts of the matter, all right?
The key to memory loss.
I am a member of Real Time and Space. It's an artist-run art studio co-op. We are run democratically by a bicameral committee system.
Bicameral?
We have two committees, okay? And that's how we run our space, all right? That's number one. Number two. We run a residency program there, all right?
Where the hell is this going?
We've got a resident at our place right now who's really cool, okay?
Number three.
And it's making me not able to work in my studio.
Kate's so intimidated. This artist is a dancer.
I don't think she listens to the show.
No, and she doesn't know anything about the second show.
But she might talk to someone who does. You know what I mean? Why nah?
No one's listening anymore.
That's true.
But I think we hit our peak and now we're on the down.
Yeah, we're on the down. Well, we jumped the shark.
We're jumping the fucking shark.
We already jumped it. It's jumped.
The California kid quit.
Good. Now Fonzie doesn't have to do the jump.
Boy, that was close.
You did it, Fonz.
Winner and still champion. Yeah.
All right, it's my turn.
Come on, row me out to the ski boat.
Get in the boat. Fonz, you don't have to jump now. The California kid quit.
Fonz, don't quit. Are you going to drive for me or not?
You need some fucking sleep. Drink that water.
I need sleep,
quick.
But I also need, like, need I need professional attention. Need I need help.
Oh my God. Do you really want to announce it on the podcast? It's okay. We don't need to make a taboo of
I'm
anything.
Deleting this whole file.
You can't.
Okay, let's start over. We need solid gold right now. We got to get that shark unjumped.
But you get your legs bit off by that shark. Don't you come running to me.
Jump the shark.
Jump the shark.
Jump the shark.
Jump the shark. Okay, jump, focus jump, up, Mason. Jump, jump.
I think that's going to be our next segment.
Okay.
Oh my God, remember?
Jumping the shark.
Remember when we tried to do segments?
Don't make me laugh. I'm going to pee my pants.
We haven't done the Bay versus LA in a fucking year.
That's a great one. Okay, the artists in my studio's living in LA.
Listen, there's sharks in LA.
There's sharks everywhere.
There's more in LA.
There's freshwater sharks
left and right.
Soon.
All up and down Hollywood Boulevard. I saw them on Sunset Avenue when I was there. They were sharking it up. It was crazy. Everyone had to jump the shark in LA because they were going to get killed.
They were everywhere.
They were going to get killed.
You couldn't get from one street to the next without jumping
Didn't
over
you
sharks
lose your
left and right.
Did you lose your foot last time you were in LA?
Sharks.
They're really nice though once
okay,
you get to
Mason,
know them.
Okay, Mason, we really got to rein it in.
That was it. We're done. City of San Francisco is doing pretty good.
Because they took down the American flag and put up the trans flag.
City Hall put up the trans flag.
Support the Transgender Law Center, people. Because this fucking nightmare administration's not going to do shit.
Do you want to give people
rights.
The lowdown on this real quick? And just in case someone's out jumping the shark.
Well, you know old Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, decided to overturn this presidential or like executive memorandum that Obama put out towards the end of his tenure as president that made it so that trans students were basically protected under Title IX, like that, like it was kind of interpreting that as trans students being able to go to the bathroom that coincided with their gender identity. And it was, they were saying it was like part of Title IX, because if they didn't let the students do that, it would be like gender discrimination.
Right.
And so then they wouldn't be eligible for federal funding. And basically Jeff Sessions overturned that. And surprise kicker to it is that Betsy or whatever DeVos was like, oh, don't do that, Jeff Sessions. Like, we should just let it be. She's still not cool. And like, maybe if we had somebody in there who wasn't like doing probably spreadsheets about grizzly bear populations, then they could have done a better job convincing Jeff Sessions not to do it.
There was a protest around this at City Hall, and City Hall actually removed their American flag and put up the trans flag. The transgender flag, transgender pride flag, was created by an American trans woman named Monica Helms.
Oh, cool. What a fascinating piece of history.
1999, which makes me feel like a total asshole that it's been 17 years and I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. That right? seems like no time at all to me.
It was first shown at a pride parade in Phoenix, Arizona in 2000.
Awesome.
Cool, right? So here's just a little bit more.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Totally.
Never would have guessed that.
Me neither. The flag represents the transgender community and consists of five horizontal stripes, two light blue, two pink, and one white in the center. Helms describes the meaning of the transgender pride flag as follows. The stripes at the top and bottom are light blue, the traditional color for baby boys. The stripes next to them are pink, the traditional color for baby girls. The stripe in the middle is white for those who are intersex, transitioning, or consider themselves having a neutral or undefined gender.
Or as they say on one of my favorite podcasts, the Sleep With Me podcast, that helps you fall asleep at night, our friends from beyond the binary.
Aww. The pattern is such that no matter which way you fly it, it is always correct. Maybe we should do a flag series where we talk about flags. Did I already talk to you about how none of the art institutions in the Bay Area are willing to have people puke or bleed in their spaces?
So you can't have any bodily fluids at all?
No, and not even
what
like,
about tears?
I mean, the way it seems, nope, tears would be too taboo or too risque.
Huh.
I just feel like
the medical risk,
the biohazard, yeah. Which I get. I get that we should be somewhat, that we should be cautious, responsible.
But I went to a Keith Hennessy performance at YBCA and people were like spitting and peeing, and Brontez Purnell like peed on the ground and then rolled around in his pee.
Right. So maybe
I think that was Brontez.
I just feel like it's a little bit disappointing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But is it enforced? You know, like it's a rule, but is it fully enforced?
It's enforced.
But like, Jennifer Locke did her pee thing at the old SF MoMA.
Okay, but FYI, they were very upset about
it. That was unsanctioned.
It was unsanctioned. They were all freaking out about it. And I know because I was on the committee that talked about it after the fact. Like, uh-huh. I wasn't there when she did that performance, right. But I was on this, like, it's like a security visitor experience kind of committee.
And they were like, oh, and I went to them, have the pee thing again.
I went to them because I was like, because I was thinking about what kind of projects I could do in the gallery. And I wanted to know about performance and what was and was not allowed in the gallery. And they don't really have a hard and fast rule about that. And so we were discussing, I was like, well, okay, so no glitter. No,
that makes sense. That makes more sense to me than the pee and blood.
Yeah, but I was like, but nudity, is nudity allowed? Because to me, nudity isn't. I feel like nudity should be allowed for sure.
They have plenty of naked paintings and shit.
That's what I said. But they weren't saying no. But I was just trying to come down to like what can, if I'm talking to someone who does stuff that might be somewhat risque for a lot of people.
Yeah,
like what can I tell them? They can and cannot do, right? Like what list can I give them?
And they were like, no blood.
No, they weren't. They didn't say any of that. We were just, it was like an open conversation.
What they
say? They did bring up the Jennifer Locke peeing.
Uh-huh. And what they say?
They were just like, well, this did happen once where an artist peed and no one knew that was going to happen. And it was really not. In my mind, I'm like, oh yeah, I know.
I love it.
I know exactly who you're talking about. And it was fucking fine.
Yay, shout out to Jennifer Locke.
It wasn't even in a gallery. It was in the museum in like a space that was for like lectures.
And they were about to tear the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Get over it.
It was too uptight.
Shannon, what do you think about it?
Shannon's back in her room, Kate. She's listening to her headphones again.
Anyhow.
Maybe Shannon should do an episode.
What does anybody think about it? Let us know.
So anyhow, I'm just saying I'm sort of disappointed in some of our more alternative spaces being absolutely opposed to bodily fluids in their space. I'm like, who's supporting the artists doing that kind of work?
Just let them know that they need to mop it all up after.
No fucking kidding.
There you go.
That's
problem solved.
I was even thinking, like, what if it's contained? Like, what if it's somehow contained? If someone pukes into a bucket, is that allowed? No.
Huh.
I mean, I get it. Like, maybe it's not what you like to see as art, and that's... Like, but it's,
but
know,
if that's how you're going to make the choices,
you shouldn't.
Then you're
like, I don't,
have so
I don't actually
limits.
Want to ever see anyone puke or bleed, to be frank, because I have too much of like puking. I probably will actually puke. Is the problem? Like, I have way too much.
I got puked on for an art piece once.
Did you know that was happening?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I was helping my friend shoot a video.
But I would never say no because of my personal feelings.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would never, ever, ever do that.
I mean, there's so much good work that has those things.
I totally agree.
You know?
Totally agree. And I think it's actually using like blood can be a very powerful statement. Like,
totally.
I think it's not to be just looked at as like disease.
Oh, what about that one?
You know, or whatever.
What about that one though at YBCA in the Radical Presence show, the artist who cut her tongue and then licked along the wall?
Oh yeah.
Well, that was all good. That was spit and blood.
Well, clearly, if you are doing performance art with bodily fluids, the only place that will support you is likely CounterPulse and YBCA. So there you go.
Huh.
That's where you should go.
That's two times I saw that at YBCA. You go, YBCA.
Go, YBCA.
We haven't given them a shout out in a long time. And I want to give a special shout out to the YBCA prep crew. And Katya Min.
Oh, God. Who is
shout out to Katya.
The dreamboat.
Love you, girl.
Love you, girl.
Okay, I think that's a good.
It's true.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you.
Not really.
When I was jump shooting over that shark. Ramp, flying jump over that shark. So my grandfather said, came right back to me. Yeah, you should remember it, climbing up that ladder to stardom. What? He said life is filled with challenges. You take them all, except those that are going to break your neck. Plus, he said it tight.
You knew all the time that you were going to make it, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Well, deep down, I knew you were going to make it, too.
From the bridge
to the other bridge
to the island in between,
this has been
Congratulations, Pine Tree.